Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. She's with us this morning looking at our financial nutrition, right? Not the meat and potatoes, but not the vegetables.
And not the fun sweets. You know, meat and potatoes is sort of like how much do you make, how much do you spend, and the kind of the dessert and the carbs is like, oh, let's talk about fun things like how much you're earning in interest on your savings account or how much you're making in your 401k. And what am I talking about today to start your Monday is life insurance. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and this is really, these are the vegetables of your financial
life. The Brussels sprouts. Right?
Yes, indeed. By the way, I love Brussels sprouts.
I do too, actually.
See, we're old school. You know, listen, I understand this is not a fun topic, but what I also understand is, you know, I used to be a financial advisor a million years ago. And one of the things that would always be so frustrating is that, like, you know, people didn't buy enough life insurance. And it's like one of these few areas of your financial life where there's risk that abounds. But, and you can actually really cover the risk and, you know, make sure that someone else is taking the risk for you by buying life insurance. And people just don't like it because it's sort of, it's a very highly sold product. And also it's confusing and you have to sit there and contemplate your death. But what I'm here to tell you is that buying life insurance has gotten a lot better, a lot easier, smoother. And, you know, to some extent, I think that it is really important to understand that, like, if you don't buy the coverage you need, that, you know, sometimes your family can really suffer. So it's an easy problem to solve.
All right. The other question is, who needs life insurance?
Well, you know, I always think about like a basic question. If I were to pass away today, would someone suffer financially? And, you know, you might really focus on, say, the primary wage earner. So, you know, if you and I are married and I'm home with the kids and you're out working, we focus on you because you're the worker, right? Oh, obviously the salary goes away. But if something happens to me and I'm watching our kids, well, wouldn't I have to pay to get someone else to watch the kids? Or maybe you would be working less and taking care of your children. So it's not as straightforward as like just the wage earner. Or even if you say, well, as a family, you know, what would happen is if we were to pass away, one of us passes away, you know, most of our money is locked up in our house. We don't want to force the kids to have to sell the house. We want to buy some life insurance so there's some liquidity, some access to money. And so if you think you need coverage, the easiest thing to do is go to these cool websites that offer free online calculators. The one I like is called lifehappens.org. And you're prompted to plug in all the different variables, like how much money do you have saved? How much money do you spend? Do you want to pay off your debt if someone were to die, whether it's a mortgage or it's a car loan? You pile all that information and boom, out pops a number. And then you know how much money insurance you need.
Easy. Okay. What about those who say, well, you know what? I get it through work. I'm all set.
You know, it is possible that you do get it through work and you are all set, but you still should run the numbers. And one very critical part of workplace coverage, which is really affordable because it's group coverage. First of all, it's usually limited to a certain amount of money, even if you can buy additional. But the other part is you have to make sure with your workplace plan that you can take it with you if you leave the company. Very few people stay in organizations for a long time now. We have a lot of churn in the labor market. So this is called portability. Like, I can take my insurance with you. If you can, awesome. That's great. And you should still really try to compare it with something online to see if you can do better with some private coverage. Oh, one little extra benefit that you can have when you look at your workplace coverage. Sometimes when you buy that coverage or you get that coverage, you don't need the medical exam. So you should check that out also.
All right. And then the confusing part, I think, for some people is that there's really two kinds of life insurance, right? There's term and there's permanent.
Right. And so term is really for 95% of the people are going to be term insurance purchasers. What is it? It's that you're buying coverage for a specific period of time. That's the term. So you're young, you're starting out, you got some kids. We need to buy life insurance for the next 20 years because if something happened to either of us, we would need some money to cover expenses and maybe even future obligations like college, etc. And so that policy is in place over, let's call it 20 years. And what you're hoping to happen in that 20 years is that as the kids get older, the needs go down, right? You don't need as much care. And that maybe your savings and investing will replace the insurance that you purchased. And so that's term coverage. The other kind of coverage is called permanent. It stays in place for your entire life. Who needs permanent coverage? Usually permanent coverage is used for estate purposes. Like, we need some liquidity. We need to have access to money because it's going to take a while to settle an estate or pay some taxes. Or a lot of people will use the permanent coverage if they have a special needs child, because you want to set up a way to fund that kid in the future that won't imperil the benefits you get from the state or the federal government. So those are usually the kind of people who use permanent insurance. Again, it's probably about 5% who need it.
And how do you shop for it? What's your advice? Because you even said at the beginning, it's a highly sold product.
Yeah. I mean, so what I usually say is you find out how much money you need in coverage. Go to one of these websites, like a Policy Genius, and plug it in. Just see, like, okay, I'm going to make up numbers now, okay, just because it's round numbers. I need $1 million of coverage for 20 years. You go to one of these aggregation websites like Policy Genius. They have a lot of different quotes from different companies. And you can look at what you have available to you. You can buy, it online, especially for term. Term is a very simple product. The minute somebody tries to talk to you about permanent life insurance, you should get a second opinion. This is like a doctor's second opinion. You should get somebody who's a certified financial planner. You should get a second opinion from somebody who maybe doesn't even sell insurance, but you want an opinion to say, is this appropriate for me? It's kind of like someone saying, like, you know, there's two ways to do a big knee surgery. One is a very simple, straightforward way, but we've got this very fancy way that if you're, you know, like, we usually use it for professional athletes, but you're a candidate. If you know you're not a professional athlete, you're like, I want to get a second opinion about that, because usually that fancier surgery is more complex and more expensive.
All right. Well put there. Jill, have a good week.
Take care. Thanks.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.